What's in your stash? You know, that chocolate stash in your desk or dresser drawer. If you are a lover of chocolate, there's a good chance some of that chocolate you have saved away is local. There are at least 20 chocolate makers in Western Washington. And that brings us to a question listener Beth Ann Johnson from Tacoma asked KOW's Local Wonder.
Why does Puget Sound have such a large chocolate industry?
To answer Beth Ann's sweet question, we sent out KOW's intrepid reporter, Ruby DeLuna.
I know. Tough assignment reporting on chocolate, but someone's got to do it.
Okay, so you game?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, I did get help from Dr. Christy Leslie. She earned her PhD studying chocolate, and she teaches global studies at UW Bothell. We're at the candy aisle at Bartell Drugs on University Way. We want to scope out the players. The first aisle has the familiar brands, Mars, Nestle, Cadbury, Hershey, and Ferrero. These are the big guys, the companies that dominate the chocolate market globally. Leslie says they're the chocolate of our youth.
Most of us would have grown up knowing these brands first, and this would have been our introduction to chocolate. Next aisle over is a more local selection.
Okay, let's head over there. Whoa.
Very pink and red. But of course, that's what we would expect because Valentine's Day is coming. And
the next aisle has the brands that are closer to home.
We have Ghirardelli, which of course are San Francisco based. And then if we move a little bit closer to Oregon, Moonstruck is represented here.
Then there's the home team. Seattle Chocolates, Dilettante, CEO. Where's France?
There maybe it's one aisle over.
There it is.
Oh, did you find France? Oh, there we go. Excellent.
France Chocolates is one of Seattle's early chocolate pioneers. Leslie says Fran Bigelow, the woman behind the confections, was a key innovator with her sea-salted caramels.
When I first tasted the sea-salted caramel, I was very trepidatious. I didn't know if salt and chocolate would be fine. And now, of course, that's what you see everywhere, because it was such a tremendous complementary set of tastes.
Franz was part of the home team that gave us Kraft chocolate and introduced us to a bigger world beyond the candy of our youth. These pioneers also taught us a lot about quality chocolate. When Theo Chocolate came to the market, it did something that no other company had done before. It made chocolate from scratch, a bean-to-bar chocolate maker.
Which means they start with cocoa beans. That's what enters their factory, and finished bars leave it.
It's like a baker who buys grains to grind them into flour versus buying bags of flour. Franz, Dilettante, and Theo put Seattle on the map when it comes to chocolate. Leslie says they also established themselves right about the time of the local food movement, when consumers started becoming curious about their food. And it's still true today.
We like to know where our food comes from, and we like to see it on labels, on all of these labels I'm looking at right now on the Theo bars. I can see pictures of all the ingredients, and I think that in the Pacific Northwest, we really value that intimacy with our food.
That movement also fueled the support for local chocolate makers and their growth. Karen Neugebauer is heating up a bowl of melted chocolate in her commercial kitchen in Mount Vernon. The chocolate will soon coat a sheet of caramel squares waiting on the counter.
I don't use any thermometers whatsoever because it's a crux. It basically gives you one out of the three things that you need. You need time, temperature, and motion.
Neugebauer started Forte Chocolates in 2006. Last year, two of her creations took home silver and bronze at the International Chocolate Awards.
Both the Orange Jazz and the Cherry Almond, which are very, very traditional old flavors, took world titles, so we're ecstatic.
Neugebauer is part of a growing number of artisan chocolate makers in the Puget Sound region. And what makes this community stand out is that the makers help and support each other.
There's a lot of sharing because we want to see everyone succeed. We respect what everyone else is trying to do.
Neugebauer says they talk to each other, whether it's for troubleshooting advice or to be a sounding board for ideas.
There's no competition when you love something. It's all about support and, you know, finding information and learning more. So I think that's really kind of what happened and why we're all kind of helping each other.
And it's not just sharing with colleagues, but with the public as well. In addition to creating chocolate confections, Neugebauer is helping grow the next generation of local chocolate makers. Another key ingredient for the region's strong chocolate culture is the consumers. The Northwest Chocolate Festival draws hundreds of people to the Seattle Bell Harbor Conference Center each year.
We just started, so we'll be here till the end.
Shirley Dujardin and her daughter, Cece Dickens, came to sample and learn more about chocolates.
And then you got to catch the lectures because they do the really good talks about describing the different regions of chocolate and stuff. So yep. It's kind of like wine now. You get to be a connoisseur.
The festival is a place for consumers to meet the makers and give feedback. So why does the region have a large local chocolate industry? It has a community of artisan chocolate makers that continues to grow, a consumer base that knows its chocolates, and a public venue for aficionados to share and geek out about chocolate. And really, who doesn't like chocolate?
I'm odd for a Seattleite because I'm not really a coffee drinker, so I think I double up on the chocolates.
For Local Wonder, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.
This chocolatey Local Wonder story was inspired by a question from listener Beth Ann Johnson from Tacoma. And in case you were wondering, Beth Ann does have her own chocolate stash.
Well, my stash in my office is in my top drawer on the left-hand side, and it includes some fair trade equal exchange chocolate, a wonderful bar that I'm slowly eating of Theo's gingerbread chocolate, and then a couple of little Franz chocolates in it. I like variety.
And we like your questions. Tell us what you're curious about in the Puget Sound region. You can submit your local wonder at our website, kuow.org.